Wise people listen to those who know more. Ha ha, how about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Wise people listen to those who know more. How are you going to know who's wise? Well, we think we're wise. All of us believe that we're wise. All of us believe that we know more than anybody else. In fact, we love to give advice. We love to tell other people how they should live their life and how they should do their things. And when anyone tells us, then we take affront. We say, what are you telling me what to do? I mean, I know all that stuff. You shouldn't talk to me. You shouldn't try to tell me what I'm supposed to think and what I'm supposed to do. Hey. I am merely telling you what I believe. And if you like it, take it. If you don't like it, don't take it. But wise people listen to those who know more. And this perhaps could be rephrased. Wise people listen to everyone because everyone has something to contribute to their bank of knowledge, to their bank of experiences, to their bank of love and joy. How about that? Wise people listen. Now, that's a good way, just in those three words by itself. Wise people listen. I was speaking here at the breakfast table with our family, and at least four or five times they say, I didn't understand you, I didn't hear you, I wasn't listening. How often do we go through life not listening when we are with people who we are talking with? We want them to hear us, but we don't really care what they have to say. And that is very foolish, because that's like going to the dictionary and saying, I don't want the definition you're going to give me. The definition I want for this word is the definition that I want. Now, where is it? And they say, well, it's under a different word. I want it under the word I want it under, but it's under a different word. But I want it under what I want it under. Well, then write that word and say that's another definition to that word. But I can't do that because no one will let me. Well, you can do anything you want to do. All you have to do is make sure that people know your definition is your definition, and your definition is what you have. But wise people, they listen. They don't judge. They don't feel that other people should do what they're doing. They don't feel that other people are right or wrong. They just listen. Now, can you tell me how to judge a bird singing in the tree, sitting up there totally off key, beeping away, singing away, and the rest of the birds are lovely. Oh, their sound is just glorious. And this one bird is, hey, beep, or beep, beep, oh, something's wrong with his throat. Something's wrong with his singer. And he just can't do it. Now, are you going to get angry at the bird because he can't sing like all the other birds sing? Or are you going to listen to him and say, I wonder, maybe he has a special message. Maybe there's something wonderful to learn from listening to that bird. He makes the other birds sound good. Well, now, isn't that nice? Normally, we listen to all the birds singing, and we don't think they're good or bad. We just say, isn't that pretty? But when a raucous bird gets in there singing with the nice birds, we say, the birds really sing beautiful. That guy's off key, but the birds really sing beautiful. Now, we have our Gertrude Suter. And she couldn't sing very well at all. She couldn't find the notes. She couldn't be on key. But she took a course in singing. And in the course in singing, her teacher taught her how to sing and taught her how to do the scale. And she learned it so beautifully that she's now in the Swiss choir. But only a few years ago, no one would have ever given her a chance of being in the Swiss choir, because the Swiss choir is only for the best Swiss singers. Well, that's what Gertrude is. She always was that, but she just hadn't practiced to keep herself on key. Now, I think that if Ellen were really a lovely, loving person, she would go up to that poor little bird who's not singing on key and say, come on, I'll give you some lessons. That way you can sing on key with the rest of the birds, and then you can be happier. And the bird says to Ellen, my dear, I can sing on key, but no one pays any attention to me when I sing on key because I'm just like everybody else. But when I sing off key, then everybody hears me and sees me and says, oh, that poor bird, he's singing off key. And otherwise, I would get no attention at all. And Ellen says, well, what a way to get attention. And the bird says, you should look at humans. You should look at humans, how they want to get attention by being sick when they're really not sick, by being poor when they're really not being poor, like beggars who go around begging and they got tons and scads of money at home, you know. They go home, take off their dirty clothes and put on their good clothes and their Cadillac and go to town. But you see, this is the image that we have. And like these coyotes. We were talking about coyotes this morning in a busy city area and how the coyotes are being pushed off their land and so forth. Well, are they being pushed off their land? Or have the humans made their garbage so available to coyotes that coyotes come into town to get the garbage? And then they go back to their hovel, their hole in the ground, or their caves, or wherever they live. And then the next day, when they know the garbage truck is going to come, they get there beforehand, and they get their breakfast and their lunch and their dinner. They know what they're doing. I mean, they're not stupid. They're God. Did you ever think about that? The coyotes are God? Did you ever think about that? Yeah, well, they are. Just like everything else is God. And they know what they're doing. You can't hurt a coyote. You can't hurt anything in life. You can only hurt yourself, and that you can't even do either. Wise people listen to those who know more. Well, I never claimed that I knew more than anybody else, but I do claim that I'm a good listener. And I listen to the wise and the beautiful people in my world, and I am uplifted, illumined, delighted, and thrilled with everything I hear. Wise people listen to those who know more. That's what the absolute philosopher would suggest. So today, if you want to be a wise person, not a wiseacre, but a wise person, listen to those who know more. And not only listen, follow whatever direction it may take you, because it might just be the direction you always wanted to go. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you. Love you.